as we return and settle into the space here together, again, I just invite you to take a moment to notice what's here for you. Notice how your body's feeling after a little sitting and walking. And likewise, to notice how the heart and the feeling life, the mind and the thinking world, noticing just what's there for you. Without analyzing or evaluating, just noticing. I can feel for myself how just a little sitting and walking, and there's a sense of starting to kind of settle, land, drop a little more deeply in to the sense of being here. And that may be similar or different for yourself, but just noticing. And just checking how you've been with yourself, how you've related to yourself. Just taking a moment to notice. Just for this little time so far we've been here. It's like listening to the tone of the voice with which we give ourselves instructions or suggestions. Whether there's something kindly and encouraging in how we speak to ourselves. Or whether we can sometimes be a little harsh, demanding, sort of more like the sergeant major than the kindly mentor to ourselves. So to engage compassionately in the practice of meditation is to be clear about our intention. Not wishy-washy or kind of, well, maybe if I can be bothered, I'll do a little bit of this because I'm just being nice to myself. That's not really compassion. And yet at the same time, seeing that we respond to a kindly encouragement when it comes to pretty much any endeavor. And that beginning to align oneself, or not so much beginning, but continuing to realign oneself with that kindly intention and aspiration for one's own well-being, as a foundation for being able to both be in the world with a sense of well-being, but equally to respond to the world in a way that contributes to their wider welfare. And both of these founded on a sensitivity, a willingness to be touched by ourselves, a willingness to be touched by the world. So not seeking to create a meditative fortress of invulnerability in which we hold tightly to being mindful, but more inviting an open space of caring presence in which we receive what is here, what is arising within, and what is arising around. What we call ourselves and the world together. And so just as we begin this period of sitting meditation, taking a moment to notice if there's something that's here for you, that you care about, that you're concerned with regard to. It may be something you're aware of in your own experience, from your own life and situation and circumstance, that may be challenging or difficult, of concern. Or it may be something from the world around you, something you're aware of and how things are for someone else or for some group of people, for the world itself, something you care about. And just seeing what it's like for you to let yourself acknowledge that caring and that situation, with no idea of what should be the right thing to be concerned about, whether it's somehow better to be concerned about the world or oneself rather than the world. Leaving those ideas and any judgments aside, just noticing what you actually feel might be of concern that you might care about, that you're in touch with right here and now. And if there doesn't seem to be anything, don't be concerned about that. You don't have to come up with something right now. But if there is, and there may be, of course, more than one thing, just taking a few moments to let yourself be in the presence of that, the awareness of whatever that condition or circumstance is, whether inner or outer, and the fact that there's care, there's concern, there's interest. In fact, anything our mind goes to is telling us that there's something we care about here. Any response that arises in us, whether compassionate and seemingly skillful or reactive and seeming perhaps not so skillful, any response that arises in us comes from the fact that we care. There is no other basis from which we move, from which our life responds. So if it's nothing else that you notice, you might just notice that the body draws another breath. And this too is an expression of this body's caring, this body's life expressing itself as continuing to live. And of course, there may be something more particular. Just taking a few moments to breathe with whatever that might be for you. Not thinking too much about it, but just letting yourself feel or be touched by or just consciously aware of. Might be the fact that your knee hurts and you'd rather it didn't. It might be the challenges of a family member or friend at this time. It might be the condition of the world. In some regional totality. Whatever. Wherever your heart has that sense of care, just acknowledge it. Sitting with that for a few moments. And as you just sit with what's here for you, whatever it might be, again, if there's nothing particular that's here, it might just be the felt sense of your body breathing is what's here. This life expressing itself in that way. Just noticing what your response is. Noticing if there's any wish associated with the caring. Wishing that there may be ease or relief from the painful knee. Wishing there may be some kind of help or support for the person in difficulty. Or wishing for some transformation in the world that we naturally might wish for when we see some of the challenges around. Wishing for our heart's ease or mind's peace, if we find that what we notice and are with. That the heart is aching, the mind is distressed. Without trying to make it happen or even figuring out whether we can do anything about it, just noticing the response that caring brings. How naturally we wish for well-being, for healing, for peace and transformation. And having allowed yourself to come close to whatever is here for you in this way. Giving yourself permission now also to just gently put it down, not so far as to push it away, but not to have to be trying to do anything with it. Just coming into your body to feel your breathing, to feel yourself sitting here. And to let that simple presence of sitting, breathing, be equally a place of attention. Letting that be a ground for being present. And resting in that simple experience, body sitting here, breathing in, breathing out. Without withdrawing from nor leaning into what it is that we might care about or be concerned with in our life or our world. Simply being present with what is here for you. And sitting, practicing in this way, compassionate presence. for the last few minutes of this sitting, I'd like to invite you to allow your attention to orient towards the region in the center of your chest, and to feel the movement of your breathing in whatever way it expresses itself in that part of your body, central chest area, also known as the heart center, where we sometimes feel quite deeply. But just allowing whatever your experience there is to be as it is, and to feel the breathing moving through that part of your body, just for a couple of minutes or so. And so just breathing through the heart center. Breathing with your heart. Allowing yourself to be in touch with whatever you're in touch with. With whatever is touching you. And yet still grounded in the felt sense of your body sitting here, breathing. May we all be safe from harm and danger. May we all be free from suffering. May all beings be safe from harm and danger. May all beings be free from suffering. May this world be safe from harm and danger. May this world be free from suffering.